Thursday, 13th of August. He sees the slandered. She gave this name to the Lord, who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. Genesis chapter 16, verse 13, New International Version. Hagar had been slandered. She is but a slave. And she had been forced by her mistress into a situation she could not avoid. Now she is forced to bear the brunt of Sarai's anger. In that place of misunderstanding and slander, she found help from the Lord who sees. There is no shortage of people who would slander our good names and our pure motives. Who hasn't been misunderstood? Misrepresented, or become the focus of some malicious gossip and their hateful words. We all have, but our Lord sees the truth. While others might spread their lies, our Lord knows all there is to know about us and the circumstances we are in. One day, He will set the record straight. How do we answer our accusers? By doing good. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, David was ridiculed by Eliab in verse 28. When Eliab, David's oldest brother, heard him speaking with the men, he burned with anger at him and asked, Why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle. David is also ridiculed by Saul, but David's answer was to walk across the plain and slay the giant. Our answer to slander should be that we always do the right thing. Live for the Lord and stay the course. And the Lord will allow us to live down those who would damage our name. Prayer thought, Lord, as we encounter slander, by your Spirit, let us do the right thing.